weird to think music changed its center of gravity, and the scale changed too. It's true. At some point, scholars decided to move the tuning note A up a bit, and another scholar decided to divide the notes in the scale more evenly. They had a lot of nerve. Welcome back to A Cello Rondo. I'm Paula Tuttle, and today we'll go back to ancient Greece and decide who's right and who's wrong in deciding what notes should be in a scale. Today we tune to 440 for our A, and it's been getting higher over the last few centuries. The Baroque groups today still adhere to the traditional 435, but there's another movement in music, especially among scientists, to go back to 435. Turns out some dude named Schumann, no, not that Schumann, Winfried Otto Schumann, has determined the Earth resonates at 435. Why do we move the pitch higher? That's easy. Our instruments sounded better. There's more pressure on the violins and the cellos. They sing more. That's pretty much the gist of it. We tune higher because we like it. The same could be said about why we switch to equal temperament. Okay, bye now. Short episode. No, we better delve into it a little bit more, because there's the Greek mathematicians that came up with a spiffy way to make a scale. The same guy who gave us the hypotenuse equation, Pythagoras, the Pythagorean theorem. He also gave us the first equations for tuning instruments. I really don't enjoy math, so I'll spare myself and my listeners from a math lesson. Let's just suffice. We've learned the equations for a right triangle being the two short sides equal the long side, or the hypotenuse, and there's a square in there. Moving on. This Pythagoras fellow was always walking around in a daze, thinking about equations. He walked by the blacksmith and heard two guys banging on two different anvils, and he got obsessed with the interval he heard. It's what we now call a major third. So thank Pythagoras for turning it into a mathematical equation, which led to, eventually, a musical scale. Again, I'm going to skip the mathematics, but I'll post a link to a video for the geeks who require complete information.
Some creatures can generate and control energy with no harm to themselves. The electric eel on Earth, the giant riverm of Antos IV, the fluffy...
Not the whole encyclopedia, Chekhov.
The captain requires complete information.
You've perhaps heard of the Pythagorean scale. It's 12 notes in a chromatic octave. Why 12? Why not say 13? Pythagoras was discerning the way sound waves work. The term sympathetic implies the tones ring in sympathy. Octaves ring in sympathy. So do fifths and fourths. The circle of fifths just makes a cycle of what eventually brings you back to the first one. When you count them up, you have 12 notes. Okay, Pythagoras was on to something with his mathematics, and we thank him and his cult-like followers called the Pythagoreans, but they were, well, cultish, and inclined to be rather fanatical about the purity of their interpretations of the universe. Meaning, their calculations in both the Pythagorean theorem and the calculations in the Pythagorean scale were not as perfect or as pure as they claimed. They were so sure the gods created a perfect and consistent world, they wouldn't even entertain the idea of irrational numbers, and they challenged anyone who said otherwise. Legend says Pythagoras drowned another mathematician named Hippasus, who challenged this. So today we say Pythagoras was the one that discovered a bunch of mathematics that relate to physics and geometry, and Hippasus wasn't wrong either. Okay, this is just all a roundabout way of saying The scale needed to be altered once we got tired of how out of tune the scale Pythagoras discovered was. Today, you and I and everyone who grew up with Western music, our ears have been trained to hear even temperament. There really is no Pythagorean tuning in our world. If you heard it, you would probably hold your ears. People may say we go between the two. Well, yeah, there is some tuning of pitches leaning this way or that, but ever since someone created a keyboard with even temperament, we've never really turned back. So just to synthesize what Pythagoras discovered, he found the sound waves were in sympathy if you multiplied a frequency by 1.5. You got a fifth. And other frequencies had Cole fractions too. How he came to know this was by hearing the beats created by two frequencies played at the same time. Piano tuners use these beats when they tune your piano. They do all the fifths, and then they tighten it up by making all the half steps kind of line up so that every note in every octave matches the next one in another octave. But there was one particular fifth that didn't work on the Pythagorean tuning, so it was just avoided. During the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church said that that interval was forbidden, so people were sure to avoid it. Equal temperament was on everyone's mind. They tried building a system of 12-note scales based on other mathematics, like the major third, whose fraction is 5 over 4. This was called mean tone temperament. But soon they found that there was no pure fraction they could build their scale on. Hippasus was right about this too, even though he didn't know about irrational numbers for building scales. But that's exactly what it came down to. The notes each had to shave off just a little bit. What's a microtone between friends? The mathematically beautiful ratios were nice on paper, but the irrational numbers won the day. The Dutch mathematician Simon Stevin was the first to say that the notes of a scale are built on the irrational number, the 12th root of 2, or 1.059, or thereabouts. And for a promise to not get too mathy, I sure am throwing out a lot of fractions and irrational numbers to boot. But the fact is, our scale has evolved to a complex system that we all accept and agree to. Regular people listen to music every day with no care or need to know the math. Sometimes music is just better that way. Ever since the keyboard was invented, the equal temperament was here to stay. People's ears accept the intervals, even though all of them, except the octaves, are irrational numbers. As Pythagoras rolls in his grave. Sorry, Pythagoras. You were on to something. You just needed to give up your obsession with mathematics being a reflection of the universe. Then there's the whole music of the spheres thing. For another time. You should thank your piano tuner who parses all this crazy math when he tunes your instrument. He's doing the heavy lifting. Musicians that play instruments that could play the Pythagorean scale, say wind and string instruments, they're trying their best to do equal temperament. Thanks for listening. Please share, and even better, subscribe. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.